morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Don't forget the Power Hour, the Power Mall. Great week of shows we got going on today. Well, I'll tell you about her in a minute. Let's see what I got the list here. Tomorrow, we're going to have somebody on to talk about our new Power Silver, our new Nano Silver product. You know, like I said last week, I know a lot of people in the industry from Numana for a decade now. And this is a very important product. And now, especially how I've seen how the government has come after Frank Davis and other people with colloidal nano slash products for no reason at all, that tells me something. So we wanted to get the best. So we did. We got the best nano silver product out there, delivery system there is, and we'll have somebody talk about it tomorrow. Crypto J. If you're concerned about cryptos, if you want to know anything about them, since last time he was on Ethereum, which Bitcoin and Ethereum are the two main, like, blue chip cryptos, if this makes any sense. It's like IBM and McDonald's or something like that. If you're talking about blue chip stock in the 50s or 60s or whatever. Ethereum was about $240 a coin. Today, this morning, it hit $390. So it's been less than 2 weeks. So this gives you an idea. Obviously, you know, this is not financial advice, but I believe very strongly you need to be aware of this. And you need to understand it, and you need to see what it means to you. That's what I believe. And then make your own decisions. It's not investment advice, certainly, but we want to have somebody on to talk about this. Jack Mullen's coming on. He's going to be on with George Freund on Thursday. And I got a story from him that we'll get to a little later that is exceptionally important, exceptionally important. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, on Thursday. He'll come on. And Sharon Lynn Wyeth and Ron Sally later this week. And Karen Cataline, that's how you pronounce her name, Cataline. She's been on a couple times. Really have enjoyed her. I think she's funny. I think she's friendly. I think she's I like her personality. And we're going to talk about a variety of subjects, just with current events, what have you, her perspective. I always like to get different people's perspective that I respect. And you seem to like her, too. So we'll have her on in about an hour. And, of course, Uncle Kevin is riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Great. Another great day in America.
It is a great day in America. Over the weekend, getting to news, a few big news stories. I got a massive news story about our YouTube channel we'll talk about here in a second. But Antifa had a little threat for Austin. Why don't you describe what they at least said they were going to do?
Well, they were going to have Antifa, you know, they dress up in their black suits and hats, and they all are going to jump into pickup trucks with guns and go around the town or the city and threaten people and maybe shoot them. Who knows? But the cops, which were told to stand down, said, we ain't going to have any of it. So they followed the guys in a pickup truck, and they bullhorned them, saying, if you point your weapons at anybody, we're going to arrest you. And they kept on following them and kept on bulldogging them till they left the city.
Well, they should have told them, if you point your gun at anybody, you'll be shot.
That's what I would have thought. That's what they should have.
Or you'll be considered a clear and present danger.
Yes, that's what they should have. But that's way better than what they've been doing with Antifa.
Oh, absolutely. This is such a good story for a lot of reasons. You know what I've said about the police.
Yes.
And what the problem with the police, the big problem with the police, when push comes to shove, they don't work for you.
Right.
And we've seen that in Seattle and Portland and in these major cities.
But this case, they did.
This isn't Austin. The police
stepped up to the plate and hit a homer.
Right. They stepped up. They said, forget you. We're not listening to you, Mayor. We're going to follow our oath. We're going to protect these people.
Yeah, absolutely. My
hat's off to these people in Austin. My hat's off to these police. This is a huge story, mm-hmm. and God bless you. I mean, what else can I say?
Yeah.
This is a very big story.
People are starting to stand up all over the country, and it's wonderful.
To contrast it a little bit, Minneapolis is now telling the people to just do what the criminals say. Get ready to get mugged.
I know.
I mean, literally, I mean, the article, I got the article here, I get the quote, but literally,
yeah.
Get ready to get mugged and just do what the criminals say, yeah. Because they're defunding the police and mm-hmm. they're not going to be there and
what they
whatever.
Should have said is do like the Jews did in Hitler, put your guns out on the street. They should have said put all your stuff out on the street. So, yeah,
so make it easy.
Make it easy so you don't put yourself in harm's way.
Yeah, so we don't have any conflict.
That's right. We don't want any, you know... Give and take, you know, punches thrown. But just put all your stuff out on the front steps and let the criminals pick it up.
Well, this is so, you know, we're used to letting criminals and the government take our stuff. Now it's just the next generation, the next step.
Exactly.
This is the next step.
It's modern thinking, isn't it?
Professor Dingwall, he's a sociology professor in UK. Kind of a funny name, Dingwall.
Dingbat.
Better Dingbat from Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Dingwall.
Yeah.
Here's the best quote I have heard. He goes on to say a lot of things. We'll address some of them, but here's the best quote I've heard about this whole coronavirus thing.
Okay.
You know, balanced, kind of just balanced thought from somebody. 6 months into the pandemic, and we have learned that it will not wipe out human life on this planet. It is a nasty infection, and every death represents a person loved by someone. But it is time for a sense of proportion. End quote.
I agree.
That is the best, most logical, even-keeled analysis of this I've seen.
Point two is not an epidemic. Point two is not an epidemic. That's less than 0.25%.
That's the ones who get it that die.
Yeah.
And that we don't even know if that number is legitimate
that's
either.
That's not legit.
Yeah,
you know,
I doubt that's never legit.
They were counting all the people in the...
Well, you don't know who else has it. You know, they're not testing it. I haven't been tested. I mean, everybody in America has it. And the world hasn't been tested. So, really, they don't know who has it and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And then the deaths are sketchy at best.
Sketchy at best.
So, on their statistics, on their bloated statistics, uh-huh. on their calculations,
yes.
about 0.2% of people
die from
are dying. Close to 0.3.
Yeah. Yeah.
0.2, 0.3 are dying. They catch it.
Yeah.
And that's assuming that everything they've told us is correct. And yeah. why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why in the world would you
do that? Especially if you get money from the government for your hospitals.
You remember Wilford Brimley?
No.
The Quaker Oats guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the movie Cocoon, if you like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He just died. I thought that was sad. He's 85 years old. Did you know Regis Philbin died also?
Yes, I heard that. Yes. Yep.
He needed some heart drops.
He did need some heart drops.
He had a heart attack.
That's what I
don't know what Wilford Brimley died of. I thought that was sad, Wilford Brimley. I was more sad of Wilford Brimley dying than Regis Philbin. I like Regis Philbin,
was
too.
All right. Yeah, Regis. But
you don't like Regis?
What's wrong with him? He was all right.
I like him.
He was I saw him everywhere back in the...
Do you know he holds the Guinness Book of World Records for most hours on
National
TV?
Yeah, I can believe it. I just said I saw him everywhere.
He holds the Guinness Book of World Records for... most hours appearing on TV, on national TV.
I can believe
it. Public, I don't know
I didn't
how
know
they
that
calculate
statistic
it.
Before, but I believe it.
The story from Jack Mullen. He's saying Richie, who we interviewed out of Britain, had somebody tell him and some connections, and this seems to be true as we chase this down. He's got a big article about this. It's in the news. This is an important article. This is important. I mean, a lot of the stories we tell, I mean, they're important. This one is important. He is saying in this article that as soon as or sometime after a vaccine, a toxin is available for this COVID, that there will be a purge on social media the likes you have never seen.
Oh, I believe it.
That all basically dissent about this,
that'll be wiped out.
Will be wiped out, and anybody will be wiped out immediately.
I believe it. I believe it.
And this is huge. This is beyond huge. This is massive.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest stories possibly in the world currently. If this happens, what does it underlie? If it's true, what does it tell about big tech? What does it tell about big pharma? What does it tell about this toxin, this vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
What does it tell about it that this kind of orchestration with these corporations are going on in here? What does it tell you? You got to make your own conclusion.
They mean business.
It's a very big story. Go ahead.
Yeah, those. I put up three articles about the,
hydroxychloroquine
and the other guy with the steroids. you know, he did it with steroids and was curing people and stuff, all got taken down within a day.
Okay, let me tell you the big story here about our YouTube channel. Okay, Jason put together kind of five, you know, we want to get 5-minute videos that are easy to take some of the
quick hitting
some of the the high topics, high end, high level discussion on some of our interviews, add some of the things I've said, whatever, and put them in a video. So Jason put, he didn't put hydroxy, was not in the title of the video. He put the video, said he sent it to me before I could look at it. Before I could press the link and look at it,
wow,
it was erased from YouTube. And what did I say in this video? What was in this video that was so damning that they had to...
I don't know. They erased it. I couldn't see it.
Right. You didn't know. I'll tell you. Well, I did get to see it. It is on the Brighteon, and we... I don't know how, if we're going to email it to you or what. We're going to get it to you or have it on the website or whatever. In it, I said that the biggest story in the world is not the necessarily that the hydroxy is helping people, but that the response to the videos about this is the biggest story.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's being censored is the biggest story. That we're supposed to believe everything they say, and now they won't even let us listen to these doctors and whatever. That's the biggest story in the world. Then it has a short clip from Dr. Sherry Rogers talking about hydroxy. It's a 70-year-old drug. It's only been around, you know, a lifetime. It costs, you know, pennies a day.
On a dollar compared to the other drugs.
Yeah, compared to...
Remdesivir. $5,000 a month or something like that.
There is a... And I talked about this in detail the end of last week, and I'm going to talk about it again because this is the biggest story always overarching is, will America uphold the Declaration of Independence? The biggest story for right now is the way that they're going about censoring all this stuff about hydroxy. If this is true, then the masks are unnecessary. The quarantines are unnecessary. The shutdown of businesses are unnecessary. The physical, mental, emotional, and financial damage has all been unnecessary. And who has benefited from it? All the corporations sitting there. Walmart, you know, the local Five and Dime was closed, but Walmart was open.
Yeah.
And all the corporations and the money piling in, their profits are going up.
Way up.
And middle America is being, the economic base of middle America is being destroyed.
Gutted.
Killed. I mean, we have no comprehension. We're just sitting over this 2 or 3 months. Like, wait until next year and see the, you know, it takes a long time for a wave to hit shore.
Yeah.
Once a tsunami hits, it takes a long time before it hits the shore.
I think I saw a chart in Bezos in this time frame made $18 billion extra dollars.
Is that all? Wow. If what they're saying... If we listen to anything what they said from the beginning, they said, well, it's basically going to shut down, like this Professor Dingwall said. It's going to kill all life on the planet.
Right.
It's going to be the worst thing since, you know, the bubonic plague. You got to be careful, whatever. Okay, if that's true, then why is Walmart open? Why are any of these stores? Answer me this, ladies. I mean, if you don't agree with me, I mean, I'm sure somebody listening doesn't agree with me, or somebody out there, or you know somebody who certainly doesn't believe this. Ask yourself this question. I think this is the most important question to ask with all this. If everything they said was true, then you explain to me why any store was open.
Mm-hmm.
You explain to me why anybody would leave their house.
Yeah.
And you say, well, to
don't
get
make
food.
No sense.
Well, say to get food. Well, they said 15% of the people who get it were going to die.
That's right.
They said there's going to be millions and millions and millions of deaths. What, you're going to 15%? That's 1 in 6? Why don't you take a revolver, put a bullet in it, and play Russian roulette? I mean, that's basically what they were telling you.
Right.
They were telling you going outside was akin to playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
That's what they told you.
Right. They did.
So if everything they said was true, then why was anything open? Why didn't they have people in hazmat suits, you know, shipping,
delivering food yes,
to locations? Why? So, okay. So obviously that is bull.
Yeah. with a capital B.
Bravo Sierra, as Joyce used to say. That was Bravo Sierra, B-S.
With a capital, double capital.
Period, period, exclamation point. So that's not true.
Right.
So if that's not true, then that's the premise that everything has been fallen on, has gone on. Now, the mask. This is the biggest story in the world, too. It's all wrapped in one right now. Because the discussion for a mask and the justification for it is the same justification and talking points that they are using and will use for the toxin that comes. If you do not want to have the toxin debate and question and confrontation, then you better start having this mask confrontation.
It stops here if it's going to stop.
Great news, fantastic news, is people are knocking people out at the stores who to try to demand that they have a mask.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They're knocking them out, and they're fighting them. And people say, oh, that's rude. You're darn right it's rude.
Yep.
You're darn right it's rude. You're darn right it's non-compliant. You're darn right it is American. How do you think we got this country?
I know.
Who do you think Samuel Adams was? Samuel Adams was mean, was aggressive, liked to fight.
Yeah, loved to scrap.
Owned a bar.
Yeah.
America was invented basically in the back of Samuel Adams' bar.
There you go.
And so people are arguing. They're non-compliant. And Walmart said, well, okay, whatever. You can come in without a mask. So right. now, when they first started this, they said, okay, you can't come in without a mask. You say, I have a medical exemption. No problem. Now they say, sir, do you need a mask? No, I don't. Okay, have a good day.
That's right.
They're not pushing it at all. They're just saying, do you need a mask? That's it. And people, I don't think they're aware, because I know before this, in the Walmart I was in, what would you say, 60 to 70% of our Walmart were not wearing masks.
Yeah.
That may be conservative.
Oh, yeah, that's conservative. 90.
Nah, I don't know, 90. It was way north of, just doing your own kind of, eye test. It was way north of 60%, I would say. Somewhere between, I don't think it's 90, but between 60 and 90%.
Correct.
Wearing a mask.
I'll buy that.
And so now, what does that mean? That means that the pushback from some Americans, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take many people.
No, certainly doesn't.
It doesn't take many people. And I got emails about why do you need to be so aggressive and so rude? Why do you think, ladies and gentlemen?
Because if we don't stand now, they're going to crush us later.
What do you think the next argument's going to be? The next discussion. Do you want to be having the discussion about the toxins? And I got an article in here about the next level. If you want to hear about the next level, different countries. If you want to hear about the next level.
Here's another thing that you didn't mention. What did they say when they were going to shut us down? Oh, we're only going to shut down for 15 days. Okay, the 15 days went by. Oh, well, 15 days isn't enough. We're going to have to shut down for
18 months.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 days. And then the 30 days went to 60 days.
Went to 90. Went to six months.
Yes. So they're never stopping unless we stop them.
Boy, you said something mouthful right there. And then now you hear the talk by Fauci, by Gates. This will never be. This is a new normal.
Correct.
Life will never be normal until there is a vaccine,
a
toxin.
Right.
That's their words. They're telling you. They're telling you, and it's all based on Bravo Sierra.
Nothing.
This is. You ever go to, see that the three card Monty trick? This is a three card Monty trick.
Out on New York City, where I bought my Trump watch right next to him. Remember that? You told me not to get him, and I got it. And it's been perfect ever since.
The two biggest things that Trump, the biggest thing Trump may have ever done in his whole presidency was the first week in that press conference when he pointed at CNN, Jim Acosta, and said, you're fake news.
That was huge.
I don't think that we can possibly calculate the ideological power that he was in that. Now, what's the other big story? The fact that here a couple months ago or a month ago, whatever it was, he said, yeah, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And he got blistered
hammered.
By the media.
Yeah,
what does it do? What did it do in both cases? It is now unfolding the story. This story would be 5% of itself if it wasn't for Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
Standing up and saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, why does he do this? Why does he have Fauci in there? My sources are telling me, and I believe them, especially now. Fauci, he handpicked. He could have had anybody get in front of the camera.
That's what I heard too.
He could have had anybody in front of that camera. Why did he have Fauci? Because he knew he was dirty.
Yep.
He knew there was a connection to the Wuhan lab.
Yep.
He knew there was a connection to the Bill Gates Foundation. Mm-hmm. He knew there was a connection to the Res Demisphere.
Yeah.
That's about as close as I can get, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good enough. Res Demisphere.
He knew all this. And so he put it out there and just put it out. And then what happened? Maybe he helped leak the information. I don't know. But it got out. Now look at the population and what they – go look at Facebook. Not only people are – they irate about this video being taken down, which is causing an irate small army, which is amazing.
Yep, beautiful.
Amazing. If you study history, you got to understand this is amazing. But – people on Facebook, they can't stand Gates.
No, everybody.
They are hating him.
Just about everywhere he goes, he gets booed. Yeah.
On Facebook, there is a big percent of the population that doesn't trust him, and a smaller part of that, but irate, convicted, that detest him.
Yes, absolutely.
You want good news? I just told you the best news possible.
Yep.
From this whole situation, their actions, like I've said, Americans are dumb, but they're not stupid.
That's right.
And you can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And that's what's happening.
America's slowly waking up, just like that guy.
Well, I think it's fast. I don't think it's slow anymore.
Just like that guy in California who was sitting on a railing or something like that, eating his taco. And a guy and a girl walk by, and he doesn't have a mask on. The girl says, how come you don't have a mask on? I'm eating, lady. What? I don't need a mask. Well, she gets so irate, she takes her coffee and throws it in his face. Hot coffee, just right out of the thing. He comes over and pushes her and punches her boyfriend right in the nose and knocks him down. It was wonderful.
Well, this is a metaphor for the United States.
That's right.
They have poured hot coffee on us. What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen?
We're going to punch him right.
All you got to do, look, I went to Target this weekend. I said, I have a medical exemption. They let me write in. No problem. So I got to say, you're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned. More news.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
The Electoral College for Patriots.com. That's an important book. We had Town Crier. His name's Tim, but Town Crier, I like that better. We had him at the interview last week. That was a really important interview. And you can see the progression. I'm still not an expert on the Electoral College and all that. I mean, I know enough to get in trouble, but he breaks this down. I learned so much from this, but it wasn't just, you think, oh, elections, who cares? It was, I learned the subtle process of how they go from constitutional law to administrative law. I mean, you can see it like right in action. This is a very important book. It's a exceptional work that he did, and I'm just really glad that we have him on. And you ought to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Call us at the Power Mall if you don't know how to get it, or electoralcollegeforpatriots.com is the website. A lot of other sales at the Power Mall starting this week. Introductory price. The new Nano Silver is called Power Silver, and it has the best delivery system in the world. It has tests and experiments to prove that, to make that come out, and there's nothing like it out there. That's what we've presented, and it's 40% off. Everybody should get one. We have a 1-ounce size and a 4-ounce size. I believe it's 4-ounce. 1 ounce and 4 ounce, I believe. Tomorrow we're going to have somebody come on and talk about specific things about this so you understand this. In my opinion, it is the best nano silver product that is out there, period. We're not going to make claims about it. We've been getting calls from the government. You know, you see what other people have. We can sell it. It's legal. We're going to sell it and we can talk about the scientific evidence that we have and the delivery system and what have you and what's unique about this. And believe me, it is extremely unique. It is extremely powerful, I believe. And, I feel it's one of those things for me. I have to have it. There's about 5 things that in your pantry, especially as we get whatever happens this fall, who really knows, you have to have. This is one of them. This is one of them.
I'm excited about it, I'll tell you that. I'm really excited about it. And you know how much I love colloidal silver.
Yes, you're going to start nebulizing this instead of the other.
And I'm almost out of the other, so it's going to work out just perfect.
Perfect. Ancient mineral magnesium product still there. Look, you got any kind of aches or pains on your back or your muscles or whatever, that magnesium oil is fantastic. The vitamin C, the Hyper-Ease for North American Herbal Spice, for high blood pressure, of course, kidney support. High blood pressure comes with two places, your heart or your kidneys.
That's right.
Almost 90-something percent of them are caused by those two things.
I learned that from Wayne.
Dr. Rogers talked about that, too. Yeah. 90+% of all cases originate either heart or kidneys or a combination of them.
There you go.
That's where high blood pressure comes from. Purely C bulk powder, Zyotrex. You can detox heavy metals from your body. OxyLift. Everybody needs oxygen. OxySulfur. You need that sulfur to detox. If you don't have the proper sulfur, you can't detox. You have to have the sulfur to pull all these things out. Mm-hmm. Healthy balance. I love that under your tongue. The liquid minerals,
oh, they're
combinations.
They're all in one.
You don't have to do separate anymore.
It's simple.
The Tranquil, the REM sleep, the natural anxiety aid and the REM sleep, vitamin D, non-GMO vitamin D, astaxanthin from Robert Redfern, Essential Digestive Plus, Hyzorb Q10, many other of the great products at the Power Mall. Check it out at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Talking about some of the stories going on across the world. And this show, we want to be about solutions. One of the things that always bothered me about these types of shows, about Patriot shows or about Truth shows, whatever, they just became a bellyache fest.
Yeah.
They become a bellyache fest. Mm-hmm. Well, they're doing this. They're doing that.
They're doing this to us.
They're doing this to us. And I don't like that. We are not victims.
Nope.
I mean, if we're endowed by our creator, then sitting here talking, you know, with that position in our mind is a defeatist attitude. We're not losers. We're winners. Americans are winners.
Yep.
Mankind are winners because of from our creation. We are winners and we need to have this attitude. So when, right now, that's why we talk about in detail this ideological war. This is the war. Does hydroxychloroquine work or not? That's one idea. Do I need to have the ability to hear a doctor tell me about hydroxychloroquine
absolutely,
or not?
Absolutely.
Those are two separate ideas. Yeah. I mean, they're connected some, but they're two separate ideas.
Mm-hmm.
America is not getting irate because the corporate media is telling them hydroxy doesn't work.
No.
That's not why they're getting irate.
Nope.
To an extent, that bothers. What bothers them, now they're erasing their ability to even hear.
Yep.
That's why they're getting irate.
Yeah,
those are two different ideas.
Yeah, we should.
So when you talk about solutions, you are the solution. Your ideas, your faith, your belief, your connection to the Creator is more valuable than it has ever, 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 ever been in the history of this country since, you know, like I said, the Republic is at its most vulnerable position since the Redcoats invaded Boston Harbor. Right now, it is more vulnerable than it's ever been all the way back to then, since that time. Ever. So, how do you combat it? You are seeing it. You have to learn from our founding. That's why I talk about the founding fathers incessantly. That's why I talk about Samuel Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. All of them played certain parts. All of them that we are lucky or blessed or God-given or divine hand put these people, these certain characters, and they all, Patrick Henry, I mean, the list, John Adams. Yeah. I mean, all it goes on and on. All these people, every one of them playing a specific role, their specific puzzle piece, they all had to fit together to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blood and sacrifice of the Americans who had a spirit of liberty that George Whitefield pumped in them from the Great Awakening.
Yeah, we love George Whitefield.
Are we endowed by God or not?
Yeah.
Is the Bill of Rights the law or not? Or isn't it? Now it is time, ladies and gentlemen. That is the idea. It is an unbreakable idea. It is why they're not talking about the Declaration of Independence. They've tried everything they can do to badmouth our founding fathers, first Robert E. Lee, now Thomas Jefferson. Let's get rid of Thomas Jefferson. Some of Thomas Jefferson's ancestors are now talking about what a scoundrel he was. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Just the height of not only ingratitude, but hypocrisy and ingratitude. Either way.
Yeah.
I don't care if Thomas Jefferson walked naked down Main Street every full moon.
Backwards.
I don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care.
Me neither.
I don't care if he stole apples from little ladies at the produce market.
No, took their nickels.
I don't care.
I got it.
What we honor him for is what he did do.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Gave us freedom.
And they talk about slavery. They obviously don't know a darn thing about Thomas Jefferson's slavery if they want to badmouth him for that. It's insane. He's the one who signed the executive order stopping the slave trade in America.
Sure did.
He did. He did. Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thomas A. Jefferson. I don't know what his middle name is. I just like that. Anyway, why am I saying all this?
Well, everybody could do their little part. Don't wear a mask.
Right.
You go into the store. Don't wear a mask. Just say, I got
a medical exemption.
It's simple.
And you
don't
say,
comply to them. Do not comply because they're writing it down. Everything
they chart every person that comes into the store,
they chart him whether he's wearing a mask or whether he's not wearing a mask, whether he's complying or whether he's not complying. And they punch it into the computer, and then it comes out in a graph.
That's why Walmart backing their stance, coming off their stance, is exceptional news.
Yo, it's huge.
Exceptional news.
Mm-hmm.
Huge news. And then I've talked, and let me break this down about this medical exemption. Because I've talked to a lot of people, and I tell them, all you got to do is say you have a medical exemption. And people are like, well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know if you can do that? You have a medical exemption. You are a human being, and you need oxygen.
Right.
I have a medical condition. I need oxygen.
That's right.
You don't have to explain that to them. You don't owe them an explanation.
You don't owe them an explanation. Yeah.
You don't owe them nothing.
Nothing. And if they do push you, you'll tell them you'll sue them under HIPAA.
Just say, no, just real nice. You can be nice. Just say, I'd like to talk to your manager, please.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, Walmart, Target, from my experience, what I've seen, look, they've been trained.
They have been.
You say, oh, I have a medical exam. Okay, sir, have a
That's
nice
right.
day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go right in. You know, they don't even...
No, they don't even blink an eye.
No. They Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to bother you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an easy thing that you can do. Easy.
And if you sit here and think, well, this is the solution. You think, well, we need leadership. We need something. Forget Washington. Forget leader. You are your leader is your Heavenly Father. That's your leader. And that where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
That's right.
So if the Spirit of God is in you, then these things become important to you. Because where is this going next? I'm going to give you a couple stories. This is out of Australia. You know, one of the G7 countries, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria announces, Victoria meaning their province, not Canada.
Right.
Not Victoria, Canada, but this is in Australia. Victoria announces stage 4 coronavirus lockdown restrictions, including overnight curfew. Okay, I talked to somebody from Melbourne. I said, are you guys locked down? This is about a week or two ago. He says, you know, with his accent, I won't even try to do his accent, but, you know, with his Aussie accent, mate, you know, whatever. It's crazy here. I said, well, how many people died? Oh, about one or two a week. In Melbourne, in the city of Melbourne.
In the city.
Oh, how many? Oh, about one or two a week. Are you effing kidding me?
Probably.
Okay, let me continue reading that. Because this is you. Have the responsibility. Don't put it on Donald Trump. Don't put it on me or Uncle Kevin. It is on you. You want to live in a free country. You have to take action with your voice.
Yep.
And you stand up any way that you feel comfortable.
Right.
We talk. There's a million different options that we've given you on this show. Little things, big things, small things, everything in between. You need to do one of them.
Right.
At least one of them, if not more.
Yeah,
you
talk to somebody, you don't know what kind of fire you light in him.
You have no idea.
You have no idea.
They don't hear it. They don't hear this from, they listen to corporate media all day.
Right.
For all they know, this, you know, they believe all this, the vaccine's going to solve the world. You know, if the topic of a vaccine comes up, there's no way I'll never get that in a million years.
Right. Yeah.
You may be the first person that person has ever heard say anything like that. Oh my God. I didn't even know that people thought that. Why do you think that way?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why I think this way. Blah, 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 blah.
He might turn into Johnny Appleseed.
You have no idea.
You have no idea.
Here's what's going on in Australia.
Okay.
If you do, but believe me, the unwashed masses of America, so to speak, they're clueless. The middle, it was the same in the Revolutionary War.
Was.
It's the same right now.
Absolutely.
The big pile of people in the middle are just going to go whatever way the wind blows, whatever side wins. It's the extremes on both sides that are pushing this.
It's 11%, right? 11%?
Well, you need 11%.
You need
having
11%
a convicted
to move the middle.
Here's what's going on in Australia. Premier Daniel Andrews has announced tougher rules, including a limit of traveling, 5 kilometers for shopping and exercise. You can go, which is about 3 miles, an attempt to contain rising community transmission. 3 miles. Our Walmart's more than 3 miles away.
Yeah, we can get down to the highway.
Melbourne residents will be subject to an overnight curfew for the next 6 weeks and be banned from traveling more than 5 kilometers, blah, blah, blah. The premier, The Heil Hitler.
Yeah, exactly.
Announced that from 6 p.m. on Sunday, residents in the Melbourne metropolitan area will be under curfew for 6 weeks until the middle of September. Andrews also declared a state of disaster in Victoria for the first time since the brush fires earlier this year. Under the new restrictions, people would only be able to leave their home once a day for essential supplies and food, and once for a 1 hour of exercise within this about 3 mile radius. Quote, we can no longer have people simply out and about for no good reason whatsoever. I want you to sink this in. I want this to sink in what they're telling you, because this is Australia. You think this is what's the reason this is not here in America? Is because of Thomas frickin' Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sick to death. Anybody badmouths, I don't care what Thomas Jefferson did. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, Patrick Henry, I could name about 10 others, or just John Hancock.
All of them. Of the above.
Because of them,
we have the great life we have now.
This article is not happening in America right now.
Right.
Because of them.
Yeah.
We're living off the fumes of their faith, their belief, of what they created, of what God did through them.
That's right.
Anybody who raises in these Black Lives Matter, they can go to hell.
I agree.
That's where they belong. Because they are defaming the greatness, one of the great moments and miracles and hands of God in the history of creation is the United States creation and the idea, the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. It is the greatest miracle we have seen in centuries.
Look at all the wealth it created. Look at all the freedom it created compared to the rest of the world. It's unparalleled.
I'll continue with Heil Hitler here. It's not as an easy decision to make it, but it is necessary. And that's why I've made it.
Yeah,
who are you?
Yeah, you're corporate.
Who are you? Are you God?
Yeah, it's corporate. And that's, God came down.
And that's why police will be out in force. Force. There you go. Law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Who they work for? Who are they? Whose laws are they enacting? Whose voice are they putting on the people? And you will be stopped, and you'll be asked and need to demonstrate that you are lawfully out and you are not breaching that curfew. Do you hear what this jackass is saying? This is in Australia. This is not some third world country.
Or communist.
This sounds an awful lot like Nazi Germany. Let me see your papers, please.
Mm-hmm.
I do that accent a lot better than the Australian accent.
Yes, you did. I have to agree.
Which is odd because I can do the Chinese one pretty good too, which I have no idea. I'm at least part German. I can do the German one, but I'm not part Chinese at all. But I can do the Chinese one too. The state of disaster declaration will empower the police minister, Lisa Neville, to appoint police as authorized officers. This means when doing spot checks on people's homes, are you listening to this? If the residents did not give permission for them to enter, police will be authorized to enter without a warrant. Do you want to know what fomented the revolution, Samuel Adams? I know exactly because I've studied history.
Yep.
Because unlike these idiots in the streets who don't know, I've studied history a little bit. I know a little bit about this. The one thing above all others, it wasn't taxation, it wasn't the Stamp Act, it wasn't the tea, it was the one thing I believe that ultimately fomented revolution more than anything was the British exercising general warrants on the Americans. Ripping them out of their houses, inspecting them whenever they want, going in there on any suspicion, and finding something to charge them with, and then trying them and putting them in a ship and then trying them in England.
Yep.
I think that is the one thing, above all others, if you had to name one, what is the one thing that Britain did that fomented revolution more than anything else?
I'd have to agree.
With Samuel Adams, that definitely was the case.
Yeah.
And he's the father of the American Revolution.
So there you go.
He saw his friends being ripped out of their, whatever.
Yeah, going to England and never coming home, some of them,
Singapore, here's another bastion of freedom, tongue in cheek. Singapore to make travelers wear electronic tags to enforce quarantine.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 2020. This isn't 1939 Germany.
Correct.
They're using this excuse. Why do you think that video is so doggone important? They're telling you there is no cure. It's going to kill everything. You have to listen to us because we're going to keep you safe. Yeah. They are liars.
Yeah.
What in the world? They've been telling. They're all pedophiles. I mean, all these people are pedophiles. Yep. All the courts coming out. A lot of them.
Most
Epstein, what have you, is coming all out. Bill Clinton. Oh, I never went on that thing. The locks, they went on there
hundreds of times.
Three dozen times that they can confirm for sure.
Yeah.
Then Prince Andrew, Bill Gates. Oh, I don't know Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. I only stayed there six weeks at his island.
I know.
These people are connected all together with the biggest pedophiles in the intelligence gathering operation that is.
Yeah.
Why are you listening to them? Why are we letting these morons control us? Why are we giving away our heritage and submitting to their will? Because we're afraid of resistance. You better not be afraid of resistance. You better make them afraid of resistance. We've talked about there must be 20 things that you can do. There must be 20 things you can do. I'm going to be very disappointed with you. Me and Uncle Kevin, you think when this purge comes, you think the Power Hour is going to be on air when they do this purge? When they really push, when they really get the hammer, if they get their way, if not enough people stand up, if not enough people, do you think we're even going to be here? Do you know what we're risking here?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get in your face a little bit.
We're on a list.
Do you know what we're risking so that you can have this information and the guests we have? You better. You say, well, don't lecture me. I'm going to lecture you. You better, in the name of God Almighty, pick one of those 20 things that we've talked about or make up your own and resist in whatever way that you feel comfortable with.
Right. Yep.
I don't care what it is. Pick one.
Waking up somebody is a huge, huge start.
Just in a conversation
just
with
in
somebody.
A conversation.
Just say, just vaccines come up. I will never get a vaccine.
Yeah, exactly.
Why will you never get? You don't even have to go into it and just say, "Well, why would you say that?" Because I know what's in it, and I know what this is about. I will never do it.
It's a toxin.
It's a toxin,
and
I will never do it.
Yep.
And your conviction and your ability—that's going to mean something to them, even if you can't explain it. Maybe you can explain it. Okay, then don't. But what you can do is say, "I'm not getting it."
That's right.
Well, why wouldn't you get it? The scientists, I don't care what they say. When have they been right?
Yeah.
When have they been right about this?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do some experimental thing? Oh, another story here is how they just got, where is it? Red flag soars. Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID vaccine liability claims.
Well, like I told you last night.
Extreme measures.
100% of the people who got the bigger
the double dose.
The double dose had side effects.
Adverse reactions.
In the lower dose, 80% of them had reactions.
The coming internet purge of vaccine-related truth by Jack Mullen. This is Jack Mullen, the government rag. Love Jack. If Jack is listening, great article. God bless you. The coming internet purge of vaccine-related truth.
Oh, it's coming. It's here.
Well, I don't know if it's coming or not. I know what they're planned. A lot of things are planned. They plan A, B, C, D, and E, and it depends on you if they're able to get to any
of
them.
That's right. Yeah.
You got to endure plan A, B, C, D, and E and see through to at the end and then have plan F. And plan F is freedom.
That's right.
You got to see through A, B, C, D, and E. You got to shut them all down and then know plan F is freedom. F for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They will not stop unless they are stopped.
They will not.
I mean, do you get this yet?
It's right with, we're going to just shut you down for 15 days. Wrong. 30 days.
Oh, everything will be fine.
Everything's going to be fine. Just follow us. Just don't worry about it. Now, how long has it been? It's going on 4 months now? 5 months? I don't even know. It's ridiculous.
What do you think life will be like if they're able to do this internet purge? What do you think your ability to even listen to the show? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what it'll be. My ability to talk about this. And then are they going to use, thank God for Donald Trump's there, or that maybe there'll be some state law. Somebody speaks out about the vaccine, they're going to be arrested for, endangering people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the cusp of history. We are in the whole thing, we are ascending towards a higher vibration, towards God. God's work will be done. God's work is being done. And everything must be shaken. And what are you for? And you think, well, I'm for light. Well, I believe that you are.
Yeah, stand up.
Then you have to stand. Because as the darkness grows, then the light becomes brighter. So do you have light in you or not? You think, well, I don't like confrontation. I don't like confrontation either. But I tell you what I don't like even less is tyranny.
Yes.
I don't like my life ruined. I don't like the Declaration of Independence destroyed. I don't like having to sit in my house and I can only go 3 miles to get exercise 1 hour a day. Or maybe I couldn't even make it to the store.
Couldn't even do it.
I couldn't even go to the store. Nope. If it limited three miles.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
In Singapore, you got a tracking device. You got a tracking device so they can track you for quarantines.
And Gates,
are you kidding me?
And Gates want to put that patch on you.
And then these people want to tell you that it's a conspiracy theory, that they're talking about some trust stamp to put on to track your vaccine information and track what you do. Oh, that's just a is it? All that your pastor told you 50 years ago or 40 years ago about the mark of the, it's here.
It's here. It's right here.
It's here. And this mass discussion is the precursor to that discussion.
Absolutely.
It's
correct.
A precursor to the vaccine discussion, which is a precursor to the let's just chip everybody and have all your information right in the chip.
Bingo.
You don't believe me?
I believe you.
Okay. I know you do. You listening? And you think, well, what can I do? We told you what you can do.
That's right.
Your voice. And you say, well, you can't do nothing. Walmart just changed their policy,
they
ladies
did.
And gentlemen.
Yeah, and we were part of it.
They're going to stop. Look. In the name of God, I curse all those who would take your breath and take your voice. If you will stand with light now, and in your life now, I bless you with the strength if you want the strength. In the name of God Almighty, amen. It is
amen.
Done, it is done, it is done.
It is done.
Kathleen, on the other side.
Excellent.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.